The Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson welcome you to today's show, where they share with you horse wisdom straight from the stall. Horses are the heartbeat of the earth, and they help us attune our own hearts with our souls. They encourage us to remember that we are a part of the harmonious flow that is nature. Tune in to natureschannel.fm on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern for loving guidance from the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd. Be sure to visit us after the show at horsesheartandsoul.com. And now, let's sit back in the saddle and join Sarah and the herd for today's horse wisdom straight from the stall.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Horse's Heart and Soul radio show. I'm your host, Sarah Willerson, and this show is about horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. I believe horses are natural healers who help us reconnect to our entire being, all the above, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. I especially believe that the gift of the horse is to present the hidden pieces of our heart in order to reconnect on our journey toward fulfillment of our soul. And for those of you who are new to this show, the intent of this radio show is to bring together and share wisdom, both from the herd I live with, from books, experiences, discussion, and also special guests who are aligned with this belief. And today, we have a very special guest. Our guest is Elsa Sinclair, and I absolutely believe she is a kindred spirit. So I'm so excited that she said yes to joining us. And before I bring Elsa in, I'd like to share a little information about her. Elsa Sinclair is a professional horse trainer and instructor who brings to the horse world a unique and powerful perspective. Gathering together awareness from a variety of equine disciplines, Elsa has an enthusiasm for discovering and developing what it takes for both sides of a human, equine partnership to fully enjoy the process of learning and growing in the direction of their goals. Most recently, Elsa embarked on the biggest project of her life, one Mustang off the range, one trainer, no tools, just body language. And that gives me chills when I read that out loud. A year-long dedication to pushing every limit she knew and documenting this whole process. Now in the final stages of editing the film, Elsa hopes to bring a whole new perspective on what is possible in building relationships between horses and people. Elsa teaches and trains in centered riding, natural horsemanship, equine-guided meditation, and business communication courses to help people achieve their goals in whatever discipline they choose to enjoy. So just as a personal note before I bring Elsa in, I just wanted to share that I came across her Kickstarter campaign for this transformational documentary a couple of months ago, and I watched the original trailer that she posted there on the site, and I immediately began bawling. And if you have not gone to her Kickstarter page, I really encourage you to do that. These were tears of complete heartfelt connection in seeing this beautiful relationship she was portraying through a journey of what happens when you give horses a choice and connect through collaboration. So Elsa, welcome, and thank you so much for joining the show today.
Thank you so much, Sarah. I am really happy to be here. It's been just an incredible journey getting this movie off the ground. And it's really fun to talk with you about it today and my experience just that brought me here to this point. Sharing it with people has been remarkable with how many people say, like you do, that you cried when you saw the trailer. And it just was so touching. And I really feel honored that I get to bring that into people's lives.
It is incredibly powerful, and I cannot wait to see the finished project of it. So before we step into talking about the movie, would you share a bit about yourself and most especially how you stepped into the world of Mustangs?
Well, I have been working with horses ever since I was tiny. My mom taught kids how to ride. I'm the youngest of six kids, so by the time I came along, she was pretty well versed in it. And I just had this love affair with horses from the very beginning. When I was in my early 20s, I decided that I wanted to try this building a relationship from the very beginning with a horse that really had their own personality, their own take on life. I felt like foals that are raised in captivity, they get sort of conditioned into what's expected of them between people and horses. And that's a beautiful thing. But I wanted to know what a horse was really like when they had been allowed to be a horse. Mm-hmm. And so I researched and I found that, you know, there were gathers being brought in all the time with Mustangs they felt were overpopulating the ranges. I didn't know a whole lot about that at that point, but I was really interested in giving one of these horses a home and seeing what they could teach me. So I headed down to Nevada, and I picked up my first Mustang. I had a student with me at the time, and she picked out a yearling Mustang. And I got a 5-year-old mare because I wanted a horse that would really have an opinion and a personality and really teach me what it was to partner with a horse that had their own ideas about things. And that was my start in with Mustangs.
And they certainly are very different from domestic horses.
in the best ways, I found.
Yes.
I just ended up falling in love with their strengths and their character. And I certainly learned an incredible amount with that first Mustang. I used fairly traditional natural horsemanship methods with a couple of my own ideas thrown in there. And I got absolutely hooked with this process of what it is to start a horse at the beginning. And it was sort of the beginning of a love affair.
If you don't mind, would you share maybe some of the things that you learned and working with these, with this first mare that came into your life and what she taught you, just not only about in that relationship building process, but maybe also about yourself and her together?
So that first mare that I picked out, I would have done that differently had I known more. Turns out that she was the most difficult horse to see in the group that was in the paddocks, and I found out later that was maybe the sign of a more dominant horse.
Mm.
And so when I got her home, she was very, very sure of herself, very clear of what she liked and what she didn't like. And my mother, who's an advocate for freedom and genuine good living for everybody, I got these Mustangs home, and she said to me, "You have 10 days. I want them out in the 100-acre pasture in 10 days. I can't stand seeing these small corrals."
Wow.
And I said, "Mom, I can't. I want to do this gently. I want to do this slowly. I don't want to be in a rush." And she said, "I have every belief in you that you can do this gently and slowly and still get it done in 10 days."
Mm.
And she was right. So I spent a lot of hours, and I think it was under a week that I had Saavedra out in the herd, and she never once has been hard to catch. She's been absolutely a dream partner.
Mm-hmm.
But I did find out that as I was working with her, she really, really let me know that she didn't do things for me just because I wanted them. There was really a back and forth about, you know, what was this relationship to her and what was this relationship to me and who could we be for each other and what could we give each other?
Mm-hmm.
And it was profoundly more expectation on me than I'd ever had a horse place on me before. So
wow.
I learned a lot from her.
Yeah. And that makes me wonder just, you know, is that part of just their own relationships, you know, in their natural families when they are out on the range and free, and that's kind of part of the connection that they create with each other and looking to do that with you in that same way.
Yeah. I think there's a lot of safety issues when they're out on the range, whether it's finding enough food or finding water or dealing with predators. There's some really sincere safety issues where they have to be able to count on their herd.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't just assume everybody's there for them. There's a little bit of a testing process they go through to make sure that everybody in the herd's got their back and that they're going to look out for each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when they come in from the wild, they do bring that with them a little bit. And you have to step up to the plate and be there for them because they need to know that you're really going to protect them when push comes to shove.
Yes, absolutely. I agree with that. I've had my own personal experiences with my Mustang just in those areas as well. So I, that beautifully said. So, and that's a whole other show. So, so how about we move on to your amazing movie? And so tell us the timeline of how that started happening. Did you go to the BLM again and choose another horse first, or did you have the idea and the inspiration to create this documentary first?
Well, I had a good friend of mine ask me through a series of lessons we were doing together. She said, you know, do you think horses really would let us ride if they actually knew they had a choice? And I thought about it, and I wasn't sure that I knew the answer. And so I did a bunch of research, and it didn't seem like anybody had ever been able to ask that question in a very pure kind of way. Mm-hmm. People really make sure that the answer is going to be yes when they set up to ride a horse. And if the answer is no, they find a very strong way of getting through to yes, which mm-hmm. is fair enough. Horses have benefited us and our culture for a long time. But I wanted to know the answer to that. So I ended up coming up with this idea for a project of how I would prove that, yes or no. And then I thought, oh, that sounds like it's going to take a lot of time. Maybe I'll do it when I retire. But I kept thinking about it, and I couldn't lose the idea, and I kept mentioning it to people, and I kept talking about what a cool project it would be, and I got so much support from everywhere. Eventually, I decided, okay, I have to do this. Mm-hmm. And so I actually took almost a year of thinking about it and blogging every week how I might go about it, how I might think about it, how I might process it. And during that time, I talked to the BLM, and I got special permission to get a Mustang right off the range. They don't usually let you do that. Usually they hold them for a while to make sure they get all their vaccinations. They gave me permission to take one directly off the range that they had just brought in within a day or two and let me do the follow-up vaccinations myself.
Wow.
In support of the movie and the project. So very, very grateful to them. They were super helpful.
Yeah, that's a big gift.
So they, yeah, really a gift. So they let me know when a gather was coming in, and I hopped in the truck and brought the trailer down and brought my film crew with me. And it's right there at the beginning of the trailer. If any of you haven't seen it, check it out at the Kickstarter page. You can get there from my website, elsasinclair.com. Right on the front page, there's a link to the Kickstarter if you want to see the trailer. But that first day where I had all these brand new horses that were coming in and they were shook up and rattled and they didn't know where they were or what they were doing. Everything was new to them. And it was unbelievably heartbreaking for me
mm-hmm.
in a really different way than my first Mustang. I think I didn't really know what was going on the first time around. It was just exciting. And the second time, it was really, really hard to watch all these horses come in and know that I could only take one home.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one of them that I was going to be able to make a difference for. But I just stayed really focused, and I did my best to weigh the pros and the cons. And you'll see in the trailer, this one mare keeps looking at the camera. And I saw her looking at us. And she's the only one that does. Mm-hmm. And I was trying not to be emotional at the time. I was trying to be very analytical and see what was going on. And I dismissed her. And then later I saw her in all the footage that night in the hotel. And I thought, how could I have missed her? She's clearly reaching out for me. This is the horse that's choosing me.
Uh-huh.
And that's where it began.
Mm-hmm. I have to say, when I saw that part of the trailer, that was the first time I started bawling, because it, I mean, it was just like lasers coming from her at you. It was the most beautiful thing. So again, you guys, if you have not seen this original trailer, please, please, please go see it. And so Elsa, we need to take a really quick break. And so those of you who are listening, we have a quick commercial break and we'll be back in just about 3 minutes. So don't go away. And you are listening to Horses, Heart and Soul radio show, The Horse Wisdom Straight from the Stalls.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. naturechannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. naturechannel.fm. It's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Horse's Heart and Soul radio show, Horse Wisdom Straight from the Stalls. I'm your host, Sarah Willerson, and our guest today is Elsa Sinclair, and she created a documentary called A Girl in a Wild Mustang. And just before we went to break, she was sharing her first encounter with the horse that actually it sounds like chose her before they stepped into this collaboration of documenting their relationship building. So Elsa, again, welcome back. And would you, I know right before we went to break, you were talking about just the sensations and the power of you seeing this mare staring at you from the pasture right after she had been rounded up and sleeping on that overnight. And will you share a little bit more of that process of how that decision got made?
Yeah, absolutely. So I went back to the hotel and we watched the footage and it was clear. This was the horse. This is the one. But I'm very practical. So, you know, I had a checklist of things needed to happen. And I went back to BLM and, you know, she had to not have a foal that was nursing because I didn't have room in my trailer. And that was going to make the project much more difficult. I needed an individual. It was likely she was going to be pregnant. I knew that was a probability, but I at least needed a mare that didn't have a foal already on her side. Mm-hmm. And that was really, really the only thing it needed to happen. So I went back praying that there hadn't been a foal there that I missed. And sure enough, she came through the chutes and they said, no, she has no milk. Clearly, if she had a foal this year, it didn't make it. So it's just her. And we can separate her out right now and she'll be ready to go this afternoon. So I was there with a client who also picked out a mare for himself so that I could bring them both home with me, and that way they could live together for the first while they had to be in the tall fenced enclosure. By law, you have to keep them in an enclosure with 6-foot fences so that they're not a menace to society if they get out and they can't be touched by people.
Mm-hmm.
So for that first while, my mare and my client's mare were going to live together in this space that was as big as I could manage, but still not as big as I would like, given the fencing restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
So we put them in the trailer that afternoon, and, they run them in really fast through the chute, and the horses don't know what's going on, and then they just slam the door behind them, and they say, get going, they'll calm down when you're on the road. The trailer rocks and it rolls, and they're trying to escape and they can't. And it's sort of just this incredible, intense journey that you take.
Mm-hmm.
Took us about 11 hours to drive from Burns, Oregon, all the way north to the ferry landing, because we were taking them to my home at that time out in Friday Harbor, Washington, on the San Juan Islands.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in the car driving home, and I think, why am I going to name her? Here I have this incredible partner for this journey, and I don't even know what to call her yet. And so we're tossing ideas around in the truck. And Margaret, who did all the filming for this, she's just wonderful. She brought up the name Myrna, and it has some roots meaning peace in the Russian languages, or beloved in the Celtic languages.
Wow.
And those are very loose roots, but it instantaneously felt like the right feel. That was what I was looking for. I was looking for peace between me and this horse. And how do you find it? And how do you create and facilitate a relationship that's going to be peaceful? So her name became Myrna.
Staring at, because when I saw you just list her name and your project, I got chills just seeing that name, and there's so much beauty around that name, and then just hearing you speak it out loud, I mean, I can absolutely hear the reverence and connection between you all, just even as you say her name.
It felt perfect the moment it was stated. It was just clear that was what it was supposed to be. So much of this project has been like that, where I think, oh my God, what are we going to do? How's it going to come together? How's it all going to shape up? Is this even possible? Is it ridiculous? And then things fall into place, and it feels like, of course, there it is.
Mm-hmm.
There's the horse. There's the name.
She chose you.
Yep. And, I feel just blown away and blessed. And certainly I've had to work really hard for parts of it. And then there are these moments that just blossom and they happen, and all of the hard work just pays off in this one bloom.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a phenomenal process.
So will you start to talk a little bit just about these basic components that you were looking at to put this together for the movie, of one horse, one trainer, no tools, just body language?
So since then, I've boiled it down to a more teachable method, which is really fun. I'm able to teach it. At the beginning, I really didn't know what the components were. I knew where the beginning was, and I knew what the end goal was. And all the pieces in the middle, there was a lot of trial and error as I worked through it.
Mm-hmm.
There was this idea that Myrna got to be whoever she was and make her own decisions. And my job was to work with that and allow her to have her own opinions. And because we were in an offense area, I made this agreement with her that no matter what we were doing, I was going to position myself between her and the fence, so she had as much room as possible to walk away anytime she wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
I was never going to stop her from leaving me.
Mm-hmm.
And the really interesting dynamic that created was she never felt she had to be violent, nor did she ever feel like she had to run away.
Wow.
Because she knew she could walk away.
Mm-hmm.
There was really never any need for her to kick or bite or bolt or strike or any of the things you see a lot of times when people are training a wild horse. She just didn't need to do any of those things because she knew three steps to the right and she was out of reach.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really all she had to do if she didn't like something we were doing.
What a powerful relationship space just to put in place immediately.
Yeah. So they came with these ropes tied around their neck with a number threaded, a little plastic number hanging under their jaw. And I thought, oh, is it going to be weeks before I get that number off? You know, if she can walk away anytime she wants to, mm-hmm. is she ever going to let me unthread that rope, or are we going to spend, you know, the next 9 months? And the first day, actually, I sat with them in their pen, and I played this game of eye contact where I would watch them intently with everything I was and everything in me until they watched me. Mm-hmm. And when Myrna would watch me, I would then look around and check her safety. So if she had her attention on me, my job was then to check the perimeter and make sure that her environment was safe.
Beautiful.
And we had this agreement. So anytime she gave me her attention, I took on the job of herd safety.
Mm-hmm.
And this was experimental. I didn't know how she was going to feel about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the miraculous thing was she felt great about it. That worked for her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only a couple hours later that she let me be close enough that I was able to bring my hand up and unthread that rope and take the number off on the very first day.
Wow.
And
because you created safety.
Exactly. I really attribute it to that very, very simple process of I made a commitment to her that she always had the freedom to walk away.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever she took her attention off the environment, I put my attention on the environment. So one of us was keeping her safe.
Mm-hmm.
And that really became the basis for everything we did.
Yeah. So the words that come up for me are consensual and collaborative.
Yeah. And that was the goal from the very beginning. Can we have a consensual and collaborative relationship? And I believed we could. The question just was, would that lead to her allowing me to ride?
Mm-hmm.
Or would we just spend a lot of time sitting next to each other in a paddock?
One of those unknowns.
Yeah, it was. And that was kind of the fun of the project.
So we have about a minute left before we need to go to break again, if you can believe that.
Okay.
I love getting going in this, but then the thing is, oh my gosh, we have to take a break. So is there
right.
anything you want to say just in this last little bit we have before we step away for a few minutes and then come back, just about what we've been talking about this kind of introductory, basic, creating that you know, like your blog talked about last week, of that Maslow's hierarchy of needs, of that the importance of that safe base first and foremost.
Yeah, it really is. It sounds so simple. It's actually very challenging to be consistent in it, and I would encourage everybody to think about it a little bit, because the more consistent you can be creating those base needs of, are we physically okay, and then are we emotionally, do we feel safe? When you get those two things lined up, you've got a good basis to build everything else on.
Mm-hmm. Especially when you're embarking in this whole new space with a being that is foreign and speaks a different language and all sorts of things.
Yeah, exactly. So that was really the lesson from the beginning of the work right there.
All right. So let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, we will talk more in depth maybe about some of the things that Myrna taught and shared with you just in this amazing transformation process that you all went through together. Sound good?
Sounds great.
All right. So you all don't go away. We'll be back in just a few minutes. And you're listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Show, Horse Wisdom Shared Straight from the Stalls.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. naturechannel.fm, amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. naturechannel.fm, it's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable, Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at naturechannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on naturechannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on naturechannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live and find archives at naturechannel.fm.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on naturechannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Horse's Heart and Soul Radio Show, Horse Wisdom Shared Straight from the Stalls. And today our guest is Elsa Sinclair, and she has been talking about her documentary that she created called A Girl in a Wild Mustang, and she did this through a Kickstarter campaign. And before we went to break, just a few minutes ago, she was stepping into the relationship building process that she and Myrna created together that was completely based on collaboration and consensuality. I think I just made up a word. But anyway, I hope that works for everybody.
I like it. It's a good word.
Sometimes we have to do that. So, Elsa, what are kind of some of the next steps just in this process of your relationship with Myrna that you would like to share with everyone?
Well, you know, as I said, it was a very trial and error process. We ended up doing a lot of walking together because that's what herds do in the wild. They travel 15 to 20 miles a day looking for food, looking for water. And so it's pulling a chapter out of that book, I thought, well, we'll try it. We'll spend a lot of time walking together and we'll see if we can start building a language about what we do to go forward together, what we do to stop together, what we do to go left, what we do to go right, how we communicate doing these things together. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, it was very much like two individuals, one following the other. And then slowly we built a language so that we could talk about what we were going to do next and how we were going to do it. And, you know, 3 months in, I thought, you know, I think she's ready to ride. It seems crazy fast, but I think she's ready. And I had been jumping up and sort of leaning on her back, and she didn't mind that. And I'd been bouncing up and down next to her and various things that she just didn't seem worried about. So I thought, I think we're ready. And she was, on the day that we decided to try it, she was eating hay. And I didn't really think much about it because it had been there for a while. And I stepped up on a rock and I swung a leg over and I sat on her and we were fine. I thought, this is it. We're doing great. This is fabulous. And I got off and I got on again. And I thought everything was going beautifully. And then I thought, great, well, tomorrow we'll do a little bit more. We'll just leave it there. And the next day, everything seemed fine. And when I stepped up on my rock, she moved 3 steps away. So she was out of reach. Mm. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And we walked some more. We came up to the rock again, and I stepped up on the rock, and she moved 3 steps away. And she made it clear that while we'd done that yesterday, she really had no interest in doing it today. And I thought, wow. And in hindsight, I realized that because she was eating when I got on, she maybe didn't really think about what we were doing and voluntarily buy in. Mm. She just kind of went along with it, but she didn't really have an opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So the interesting part about that story, with all the trial and error and not knowing what I know now, is it took me another 3 months before she would let me get on again.
Wow.
And we spent 3 months with me asking that question in every way I could imagine. And her saying, no, I'm really not into that riding idea.
And because you had created that relationship already, you had to listen.
I did. And I thought, is this it? I get to sit on her back once in a year. And then what do I do at the end of the year? Do I introduce a halter and a rope and make her do it? Do I extend this project for another year? What do I do? Mm-hmm. And so I just, every day I'd go out and we'd talk about it again and we'd walk together and we'd play with our communication and we'd develop better communication. And I'd talk to her about getting on and she'd say no. And then we'd talk about other things. And finally, 3 months in, she started saying, yeah, okay, today's the day. Today you can get on. Mm. And I would realize that this was a very limited time offer. And so I wouldn't push my luck. I would get on and I would get off again. And then we would do lots of things that she liked to let her know how appreciative I was of mm-hmm. her letting me stretch the boundaries of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But once we had that toehold to build on, it actually went really fast, and it was not very long before we were trotting out and cantering through the fields with the 20 other horses. I put her on 100 acres with our domestic herd, and she had lots of space where she ended up having a foal in May, and that's an incredible story in itself. I was working several hours away, and my mother called me, and she said, I think tonight's the night. Myrna's going to have her baby tonight. And so I rushed back and I took the ferry home and it was the last boat and it was midnight and I got home and I rushed out to the pasture and I checked on her and she was very pregnant, but didn't look like she was anywhere close to having a foal. So I sat there for 20 minutes and I said, I'm going to go catch an hour or so of sleep and then come back and check on you. And I came back at 1:30 and there was a foal running around. She must have had that baby right after I left.
Oh, I love that.
I sat down on the ground and he tottered over and he tripped on those long gangly legs and fell headlong into my lap.
Oh.
And lay there in my lap for a good 10 minutes.
And what did Myrna do?
And Myrna just ate grass next to us. She was quite happy letting us get to know each other.
That's beautiful. And
she was the best mother I have ever seen in a horse in my entire life. I would bring people to come see the baby, and she would bring that foal over and introduce him to everybody.
Wow.
And say, here's my foal. You should get to know him.
Wow.
And she was generous and kind and trusting and the most fierce and ferocious mare I've ever seen with the other horses. She shared that foal generously with people. I guess I must have set a good enough example that she thought people would be good to him. And the other horses, she kept at quite a distance for a while until they had earned her trust.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah.
So speaking of that trust building issue and kind of backing up to what you were talking about of, over 6 months' time, creating that connection for her to say, yes, okay, you can get on me. Yesterday when we were planning for this call, we did a lot of talking about what horses need in their core and kind of that core building piece. So what do you believe Myrna needed just to step into this whole other space with you? Because obviously that's not natural for a free horse to have someone on their back.
Yeah, and I really think it comes down to safety. It does come down to the fact that she needed to feel safe with me. Mm-hmm. And she needed me to really build up our skills together very incrementally, which at that time, I didn't know what the increments were.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times I would jump a step or two, not knowing I was, and our base of support wasn't strong enough for what I was asking. And then we would crash back down and break a couple of steps.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have to rebuild our steps, and I'd have to figure out the step that I missed. So that we could build sequentially in a way that she felt really safe all the way into me riding her. And that's, that's the exciting part. We're finishing the movie now. And once the movie gets off the ground here, my editor's working on it. We're going down to Nevada to film more footage of the wild horses. It's all coming together now. And then the next phase will be I'll be adopting another Mustang off the range probably in October, and I get to do this process all over again.
Wonderful.
But this time I'm going to film it piece by piece in a very sequential way so that I can help explain to people who are interested in perhaps taking a journey like this what the steps might be, and hopefully give people a little bit of a framework so they don't have to feel through it blindly like I did.
Right.
When you feel blindly, you fall down a lot.
Yeah. And now that you have the decoder ring for the translation piece, I mean, that is so powerful and important.
Yeah. And I'm really glad I didn't know what I know to make the movie, because it does make a better movie when you have the pieces where you fall down and it comes apart and you don't know why and you have to figure it out. And I'm sure I'll have some of that the second go around as well, but it is really an interesting process to have had Myrna teach me so that then I can go and teach what Myrna taught me to a new horse.
Yeah.
And this cycle is going to continue. And
hopefully
we'll get better and better at this collaboration idea. So it becomes more and more about collaboration and less about force.
And that is the beauty of relationship, isn't it, though? Of just, it's a lot of times it is trial by error. And just how do we fit together and connect together? And that didn't work. And where's another way that we can come back together and do this dance together so we're in that flowing space? I love how you described that.
Yeah.
All right.
We have to go to break here.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt you.
No.
Everyone, we will be back in just a few minutes, and we will finish up, sadly, our time with Elsa. So don't go away, and you are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Radio Show, Horse Wisdom Shared Straight from the Stalls.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on Nature's Channel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls. Nature'sChannel.fm. Amazing talk radio shows from gardening to animals, natural health and wellness, and fighting for nature. Nature'sChannel.fm. It's where we grow.
Organic, loose leaf, and simply delectable. Prasanna Tea Company strives to help people find balance, connect, and live in wellness. We source the finest tea leaves from pristine farms around the world and blend them with some of nature's purest gifts, creating unique infusions that are healthfully life-enhancing, blissfully aromatic, and positively delicious. Find us at PrasannaTea.com. Prasanna Tea. It's tea the way it should be. Start your week off in a beautiful way. Come to Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service for a powerful and beautiful eco-spiritual celebration where we honor and support ourselves through the reflection of nature. Join us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time here at natureschannel.fm. Visit thechurchofnature.org to find out more about Nature Sanctuary Sunday Service and the Church of Nature.
Pets share our day-to-day struggles, adventures, and special moments, and they love us unconditionally. For all these reasons and so many more, host Peggy Hoyt shares her extensive knowledge in estate planning to help you ensure a healthy and safe future for your pet. Tune in to All My Children Wear Fur Coats every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm.
Serendipity, every Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on natureschannel.fm. Want to know what the latest garden trends are? Learn about homesteading techniques and get helpful tips that will help your garden grow? Join Shelley Levis as she explores eco-friendly gardening methods and fun do-it-yourself projects that will have you thinking outside the pot. Serendipity, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on natureschannel.fm.
Nature's Channel is where you grow with amazing talk radio shows. We talk about animals and gardening, natural health and wellness. Listen live at Find Archives at natureschannel.fm.
You are listening to the Horse's Heart and Soul Herd and Sarah Willerson on natureschannel.fm. We're here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern with horse wisdom shared straight from the stalls.
Welcome back to the Horse's Heart and Soul radio show, Horse Wisdom Shared Straight from the Stalls. I'm your host, Sarah Willerson, and our guest today has been Elsa Sinclair, and she has been talking about the amazing relationship that she created with a Mustang named Myrna that she... I'm sorry, I just am at a loss for words just in listening to you today, Elsa, honestly, and just the beautiful nature, I have to own that, just the beautiful nature of your relationship and the way you all have built this and connected this and just the beautiful collaboration and, to use my made-up word, consensuality of this entire process. So, and thank you again for being here. And so, what's next for the Kickstarter part of this campaign? And when does it close? And can people still contribute to it? Where will their contributions go? And then also, what is? Do you have an idea of the timeline of when it'll be finished and out so that people can see this creation?
So the Kickstarter runs for two more days. It ends on Friday night, so I guess 2.5 more days. We have funded, so the movie is in production. And the really exciting thing is people are continuing to step forward and help us out with more donations, which is allowing me to fill out the movie in ways that I didn't think I was going to be able to afford to. So we are headed down to Nevada to do more filming of the wild horses, and there are other parts of the movie that I thought we would have to sort of gloss over because I didn't have the funds. But thanks to the generosity of an incredible group of people, we're able to make this movie really become a reality in a way that just is phenomenal. So if anybody wants to help us make that dream a reality, go to the Kickstarter link. You can get there from my website, elsasinclair.com. There's a big picture on the front. You click on that picture. It says go to the Kickstarter here, and that will take you to the preview for the movie, and you can become one of our backers. There's a bunch of great rewards, too, for people who become a backer for the movie. And I want to invite you to become part of this incredible family. This story and this journey is a story that's wonderful in itself. It's not a training method that will perhaps be for everyone, but there are nuggets of wisdom in here that will help everyone. No matter what training system you end up using with your horse, or even just how you go through your life, there are going to be nuggets in this movie that make you go, oh, yeah, that's how I want to live my life. And that's the gift that Myrna's really brought to us. Mm-hmm. So I encourage you to check out the Kickstarter. Donate if you can. Check out my website. Feel free to look me up on Facebook. This is going to be an ongoing process, and there really is something in it for everyone, regardless mm-hmm. of whether you think the actual project was too intense or not intense enough. It really is an incredible gift that Myrna has brought us, and I really feel blessed that I can bring it to all of you.
Mm-hmm. You also have a blog that you write weekly posts on. Would you share that blog address too? Because I personally have really enjoyed reading through your entries.
Yes, yes. My blog site is at wordpress.equineclarity.com. And that's the link is on my website as well. So if you go to elsasinclair.com, it'll give you the link to the WordPress site as well. Equine Clarity is my business name, and it's pretty easy to find. But I do post on it weekly. So every week, Myrna gives me something new I should write about, and it's a little weekly inspiration. You can also go back, and it details the entire journey I took with Myrna from the very beginning, actually even before I got her off the range. We get a detailed account week by week by week of everything we did.
Awesome. Is that going to be part of the movie?
The blog?
Or just your pre-process.
Oh, the pre-process. Yes, there will be a little of the pre-process in the movie, too. It's mostly about Myrna, but there is somewhat we have to set the stage to create the story arc. It's going to be a good one. I'm really excited to be able to share this.
Awesome. I'm so excited for you both. This is such a powerful, important information to share, not only with the horse community, but I think just with human beings in general, just about how to create and develop and build a relationship from a collaboration versus a dictatorship. So I am so grateful to you for doing this and putting this out in the world. And I am especially grateful to you for saying yes, for joining our show today. It really means the world to me, Elsa. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's been wonderful talking to you, Sarah, and I hope all of you listening enjoyed our conversation.
I know they did. And you'll please feel free to make comments on Facebook pages about the show. If you have any follow-up comments or questions, we always welcome that. The Horses Heart and Soul contact information, we have a website. It's horsesheartandsoul.com. And on Facebook, we are Horses Heart and Soul LLC. And we are also on Instagram and Twitter at Horses Heart Soul. So, Elsa, thank you again for being here. Myrna, I know you're here in spirit. Thank you for joining in this process as well. We hope all of you really enjoyed this interview. If you know, please, there will be an archive posted on the natureschannel.fm website. So if you want to listen to it again, you can find it there. If you want to share it with other people, we encourage you to do that. This is a really important message to get out just about building relationships between humans and horses. And Elsa Sinclair, I wish you all the best in this, and I really look forward to our paths crossing again in the future. I hope not too far away.
Wonderful. I do too. Thank you so much for your time today, Sarah. It's been a wonderful journey, and I'm glad to have you part of it.
Awesome. Well, thank you, everyone, and happy trails to you all. And until next week, take care.
Thank you for joining Sarah and the Horses Heart and Soul Herd. Tune in to the trail next week for more horse wisdom, straight from the stalls on naturechannel.fm Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern. Need a horse hug later in the week? Come visit us in our virtual pasture at www.horsesheartandsoul.com, on Facebook at Horses Heart and Soul LLC, and Twitter or Instagram at Horses Heart Soul. Until next week, happy trails to you all.